The government's planned Medicare co-payment hasn't even made it to the Senate, but big healthcare companies are already rushing to limit the damage to their revenue. Australia's biggest medical centre operator has begun sending text messages to patients to assure them that it hasn't begun charging the $7 per visit fee. Shares in big healthcare providers have been falling steadily since the measure was announced in last week's budget. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
If the Medicare co-payment plan makes it through the Senate, it will earn the government more than $1 billion in extra revenue each year. But it's also designed to cut healthcare costs for the government in another way, by sending a price signal to encourage people to visit their GP less often. And that's potentially bad news for companies like Primary Healthcare, which has seen its share price fall from $4.77 in the hours before last week's budget to less than $4.50 today. That's a 6% fall in a week. But Bell Potter healthcare analyst John Hester isn't convinced the charge will result in fewer people in doctors' waiting rooms.
Look, I don't know that there are any patients who go to the doctor unnecessarily. I can't tell you the last time I went to the doctor unnecessarily. So I just don't know that there's been a whole lot of research done on that argument to start with. I certainly haven't seen anything. And there's certainly been no evidence presented by Medicare to suggest that there's been overbilling.
Primary Healthcare seems to see at least some risk of its patients being discouraged by the fee. It's been sending text messages to patients of its 87 bulk billing medical centres around the country. The text says, no co-payment required, $0 bulk billing available at, and the name of the patient's clinic. Primary Healthcare has turned down PM's request for an interview and won't say how many patients have received the text. The company began its life as a 24-hour bulk billing centre run by the doctor Edmund Bateman in 1985 to become a share market listed company with a market value of more than $2 billion. John Hester says even if Primary Healthcare did see a fall in patient numbers, it would find a way to limit the revenue impact.
Primary's response will be to most likely cut their costs in order to maintain the level of earnings that they desire. And that may involve some sort of potentially look at the service levels that they provide and other things which allow them to maintain the profitability that they want.
What are the other options for maintaining the profitability? Could they move from a bulk billing model that relies on Medicare and potentially in the future co-payments to a model that moves more towards service fees like other medical centres provide?
No, I think it'd be highly unlikely. Dr. Bateman, one of the cornerstones of his business for decades has been that's a bulk billing service.
Grattan Institute health policy analyst Stephen Duckett isn't so sure. He believes the fee could ultimately lower the number of bulk billed consultations in Australia, which Medicare says is currently above 80%.
Well, they've got a couple of strategies. Either they can keep bulk billing and hope that they'll attract additional demand to cover that, to make up for that loss they're going to make, or they can move away from bulk billing.
So what would that involve?
Introducing fees. Now, if they're happening to introduce charges, it would be unlikely that they just introduce a charge at the $7 levy. They might introduce charges at $22 or whatever, which is the average.
So this loss that these companies are making, the big chains are making through the co-payment, they could seek to completely change their businesses to charge fees rather than bulk bill.
That's right. It depends on what their business model is. It depends how many competitors there are in the nearby areas. They'll have to make a judgment about the revenue, how much revenue they get and whether they'll lose demand and make it up for on additional fees or not.
The Grattan Institute's Health Program Director, Stephen Duckett, ending that report from our business reporter, Pat McGrath.